And amen. Now, let us go to the word. Hallelujah. The power of focus and sight. The power of what? Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 39. Genesis 30, verse 37 to 39. If you're there, say amen. And Jacob took him rods of poplar and hazel and chestnut tree, and piled white stripes in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle wrinkled, streaked, speckled, and spotted. What happened here? Jacob had a vision that his animals can be spotted, and like his fathers in law. Hallelujah. But he needed to do one thing for this vision to come to pass. He needed to give the animals focus and sight. Hallelujah. And when the animals drank water before those poplars, when the animals mate before that thing, they gave birth to that. Now imagine a white thing giving birth to black and white. What happened there? The power of focus. When you have focus, you give birth to anything. Why most of us miss things? Because we don't have focus. We are neither here or there. A man who does not have a stand, even the Bible says, cannot take you. Let your ear be here and your no be no. And God says, let you be hot, not lukewarm. You understand? Because if you're lukewarm, God will spit you out of the mouth. So you need to have a stand as an individual. You need to have a focus as an individual. So what's your focus for this year? Is it just to live day by day? What do you want to achieve by the end of the year? Then, if you know what to achieve, how will you start? How will you start? Hallelujah. So God can only allow you to enjoy, have, and experience what you have seen. Amen? God can only allow you to have, enjoy, and experience what you have seen. What have you seen for yourself? Have you seen yourself changing levels? Unless you see yourself, you won't enjoy it. Unless you see yourself, you won't experience it. Unless you see yourself, you won't have it. It will be a dream. So you must see yourself dressing well. See yourself entering those places. See yourself possessing specific things. Hallelujah. You must do that. So today, let us look at the place of capacity in fulfilling vision. The place of what?
Capacity.
You need capacity. Tell your neighbor you need capacity. Tell your neighbor, if your capacity was measured in liters, ask your neighbor, if your capacity was measured in liters, what do you think your capacity is? What do you think your capacity is? Is it 1 liter? Is it 1,000 liters? What is capacity? Capacity is the ability to hold something. Capacity is the ability to do what? To hold something. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. To the largest quantity possible. To the what? To the largest quantity possible. Capacity is the ability to hold something. Either physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. To the largest quantity possible. Hallelujah. I didn't put finances here because financial capacity is a result of those four things. Amen? Vision can fail if capacity isn't in place as time goes by. Okay? Most of us have cast our blessing because of capacity building. God gave you the first job. You didn't build your capacity. When you lost the job, you went back where you started from. Because you never worked on your capacity. At all. God gave you an opportunity. By the day you lost the opportunity, you went back to your misery. Why? You never worked on your capacity. Capacity physically. Capacity mentally. Capacity physically, emotionally, spiritually.
That's why most of us do it. We are not mature enough. And God will only give you things based on your capacity. Did you hear what I'm saying? And as your capacity grows, God will add to you. God will only give you, God cannot give you something that will kill you. He will only give you things based on your growth. Amen? Amen.
Now, people do not fail in life because they chose. Am I saying the truth? Who wakes up in the morning choosing to fail? No one. Is it true? But they fail because of capacity lacking in their life. They are giving a new assignment, they fail at it, they get frustrated, they lose it. Every one of us have had an opportunity, but how has the opportunity never benefited you? Because you lacked capacity to take advantage of the opportunity. Did you hear what I'm saying? Let me show you an example. Matthew chapter 25. We need to read all of us there. Matthew 25. Verse 14 to 32. I need someone to read for me. Matthew 25. Are we in the book of Matthew chapter 25? Yes, if I say amen.
Amen. Matthew 25 verse 14 to 32. The Bible says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Wait, did you hear that? The kingdom of heaven is like what?
Like
a man who's traveling to a far country. And then he calls his people and gives them his what? And the Bible says, the book of Jeremiah 29:11, before you are formed in the mother's womb, I knew you. Is it true? And I ordained you. So God ordained you. So God gave everyone specific goods. Tell your neighbor, I have goods.
I have goods.
And you'll see the goods very soon.
Yes.
After this teaching today, you shall see goods. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everyone has a good. Everyone. And you only get money from the goods you sell. Is it true?
Yes.
From the goods you trade with. Is it true?
Yes.
So everyone has a good. Okay. Let us continue. Huh?
And to one he gave five talents,
uh-huh.
to another two,
mm-hmm.
and to another one, mm-hmm. to every man according to his several ability, and straight away took his journey.
Did you hear that? Everyone according to his several what?
Ability.
Capacity. According to their
capacity.
But look at what happens here. God can give you more if you work on your capacity. And God can deny you if you don't work on your capacity. So your vision, it can only succeed based on your responsibility to develop your capacity. No one can do that for you. No one can develop your capacity for you. You are the only one responsible to develop it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He gave one, other two, other five, according to their ability, according to their capacity. So where you start from is not a problem. Your background is not a problem. Your education level is not a problem. Your problem is capacity building. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Capacity building.
Continue. Uh-huh. Verse 16.
Then he that received the five talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents.
So he had how many? Ten. Is it true?
Yes.
Continue. 17.
And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two.
Mm-hmm.
But he that had received one went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
Uh-huh.
After a long
time. Wait, whose money? So every time you don't choose your giftings, you are hiding what God gave it to you. You are saying, God, you didn't give me finances. God, you have not given me a man. God, you have not given me opportunity. You are the one who's hiding it. You are thinking about, God has never denied you opportunity. You are the one who denied yourself opportunity. Unless you show him your talents, you are willing to use the capacity he has given you, then you are not having the right. Every one of us has an opportunity. Can I tell you the truth? If you see a madman screaming outside there, all of us will look outside. Am I saying the truth?
Yeah.
It's the same way. You should shout your talents out. Most of us are afraid to shout our giftings and ability. Someone asks you, so what do you do in life? You start telling them a long career. Who told you about your career? Just tell them what you are able to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity already. So what do you do in life? But I'm a photographer. If you want photos, I'm the right person to call. Do you see what you've done? You are imposing capacity to someone. Hallelujah. Now you are trading with your talent. But when you start telling, but then I went to school of law. I studied the law of philosophy. No one cares about that. People are attracted to capacity, not your knowledge. Because everyone has knowledge. Am I saying the truth? If someone asks you, what do you do for a living? Say, I'm the best cook. Because you know you can cook, that's your capacity. Because you don't know which door it will open to you. You see, what we have failed for, most of us, we are using the patterns of this world. And the Bible said, do not conform your
yourself to the patterns of this world, but be renewed by the renewal of your what? God wants you to say your capacity, not what someone has described to you as your capacity.
Yes.
Because he formed you from your mother's womb. He knew thee. Then he ordained you to be that. You cannot be what you have not ordained to be. I'm asking the truth.
Yes,
but there's what I can do well. So ask your neighbor, what do you do? What did they say? You see, so most of us don't know our capacity. Most of us don't know our capacity. You don't know your capacity. Do you know your capacity? The beginning you start identifying your capacity, you will not bury it. Most of us are burying our capacities every time in front of people. We are hiding our giftings. We are hiding our talents in the name of profession. No one cares about your profession. That's what I'm talking about. And the one who's telling you. No one cares about your profession. That's why when someone asks you what you do, tell them what you know you are good at. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not what they think you are. It's your capacity that guarantees.
Amen.
Because your capacity is something that you're inborn with.
Yes.
No one will train you. It's something that manifests
yes.
when given opportunity.
Yes.
Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Okay, we continue. So how many of us have been hiding our own? We continue. Yeah, continue, my friend. Uh-huh.
19.
Mm-hmm.
After a long time,
mm-hmm.
the Lord of those servants cometh and
mm-hmm.
reconnect with him.
Uh-huh.
And so he that had received 5 talents
mm-hmm.
came and brought other 5 talents,
mm-hmm.
saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold,
mm-hmm.
I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. He also...
Now, did you hear that?
Things,
every wait. When you develop your capacity, what happens? God gives you more and he calls you faithful. Is it true?
Yes.
And you understand? So why you have not been changing in life is because you have never been changing your capacity. You have never been developing your capacity. That's why your level is just the same. Who? God has, you have never changed your level because you have never worked on your capacity as an individual. You have never worked on it. You are still telling us about the degree in philosophy. Who called you to be a philosopher? Some of us are the best cooks ever. If we could have started cooking, everyone will be aligning to make our food. But the problem is this, you have been told you need to have masters in pure head damage. Hallelujah. So you are just there. You're just there. Some of us are the best tailors ever. You can make a suit and everyone can call you, but you have never developed your capacity. So how do you want God to give you more? And you go to employment, you get frustrated. I'm not satisfied with this job. I'm not satisfied. Oh God, give me a new job. God will just give you, continue giving you more jobs until you discover what he gave you. Good and faithful. So you want more? Develop the capacity you have. Tell your neighbor, develop the capacity you have.
Develop the capacity you have.
And ask your neighbor, my neighbor.
My neighbor.
What is your capacity?
What is your capacity?
Now we are doing well. Continue. Huh?
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing. Says, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Verse
mm-hmm.
22. He also that had received 2 talents came and saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold,
mm-hmm.
I have gained 2 other talents beside them.
Mm.
His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man.
Did you hear that statement? Yeah? I know God you are a hard man, you know? Yeah? Look at the excuses. Continue. Uh-huh.
Reaping where thou hast not sown.
Uh-huh. You see, God, you give me one. How do you want me to multiply this one? How do you reap things where you don't sow? Uh-huh. God is asking himself, did I give you anything? Did I give you something in your life? You start complaining my background, my education level. You know, I am not born like those rich people. That they, well, my friend, no one came with anything in this world, okay?
Yeah.
And no one will live with anything in this world. You determine what you have in this world, yourself. Did you hear what I'm saying? Stop telling God, why are you asking me something that you know you have not given me? Why don't you give me first the opportunity? Then I'll show you. God is asking yourself, I can't give you the opportunity. You give yourself the opportunity. Because I gave you a skill that can open doors for you.
Amen.
Did you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The gift of a man maketh what?
Make it
you understand? The gift of a man does what?
Make it
that is capacity of a man maketh room for him.
Yes.
The room you need for prosperity, for that job, for a change of story is in you. The problem is you don't develop it. I said, God, send me a man to help me. How many men have come across you that you've never shown them your capacity? Who asks you if you're a dropout of school? No one cares. Even heaven does not care about that. Hallelujah. You to develop the gift of God in you. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And create an opportunity. If you are a good cook, go open a mini restaurant on the road. Hallelujah. Let people taste your food. Everyone will be learning there. You will end up opening a restaurant. Is your capacity to cook? Amen.
Amen.
How did pizza started? How did pizza start? Most of us here in Italy, do you know the genesis of it? We talk about KFC. How did KFC start? Now you are here busy here. I want to go to KFC. You're going to eat someone's capacity. When will someone eat your capacity? When will someone eat your capacity? Am I saying the truth? Then why are you blaming God? Blame yourself. God has given all of us opportunities. We are not developing our capacity. We are following man's ways of thinking. Tell me what the word of God says. Because I know that the word of God is the principal thing. If you get it, you get anywhere. You eat KFC, who will eat your food? Okay, am I doing well?
Yeah.
Is it entering you? Because don't blame God this year when you fail. Blame yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Continue, sir.
Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, and reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewed.
And then what?
And I was afraid.
Who was afraid? One thing about faith is acting, okay? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not. So you behave as if you have arrived, okay?
Yes,
you cook as if you have arrived, okay?
Yes.
You dress as if you have what?
Arrived.
You see why I told them we dress well, we preach well? Because we are 3,000 men here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we don't judge things by those that appear. Yes. Hallelujah. Because you know God has given us. Stop saying you are afraid. Afraid of what? And Job said, what I fear is what came to me. Every time you fear is what that comes to you. Don't be afraid. Fear is the opposite of faith. The absence of fear is the beginning of faith. But the absence of faith is the beginning of fear. Are we clear? So which one is present for you? So no devil has authority over my destiny. Hallelujah. Number one, the devil is under my feet. Hallelujah. I have dominion over him. Why am I afraid?
Yes.
I was afraid. Okay, continue, sir.
And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth.
Mm.
Lord, there thou hast that is thine.
Mm-hmm.
His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful.
What?
Wicked and slothful.
God forbid. Say, God have mercy upon me.
God have mercy upon me.
Give me grace to be faithful.
Give me grace to be faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Most of us are wicked and lazy. Lazy. If you know, so you wake up in the morning, go sell a banana there. If no one comes and buy, who asks you? No one will come and buy. Who asks you even that one? Go buy the banana, put it on the road. Someone will buy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Someone will buy. Who told you no one will buy? Ah, continue. Uh-huh.
Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers.
What you are supposed to do? You see that? You are supposed to multiply your capacity. Continue, sir.
And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury.
Mm-hmm.
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents.
Say, God, don't take away my giftings. Hallelujah. Can everyone say, Lord, don't take away my giftings and give to another person in the name of Jesus? Pray that prayer, Lord, where I've missed it, don't take away my giftings and give it to another person in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't take away my giftings, oh Lord, and give it to another person. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Do you see what is happening? People who have been snatched away their gifts, they become lonely. They pull away. They don't find the value in life. They get frustrated. It is so frustrating when you grow old and eat the bread of sorrow. Don't allow your age to wind down. That's why I say, remember the Creator in the days of the youth. Because the evil days are ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you remember God now, you put things in position. You ought to be busy drinking alcohol. You'll be busy having an idol and conversations. You'll be busy at your work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Building a legacy. Don't allow God to take away what he has given you to another person, because God will do it. God gave you that thing so that you can prosper the gospel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that you may reach many people as possible.
Yes.
That's why God gave it to you. Because he said, you didn't know that I will come from my own. The giftings and the callings of God are without repentance.
Yes, yes, yes.
What God gave you, you cannot repent. So you won't repent, you will take it and give it to another. We are responsible towards our failure. Don't say God did not open doors. You are the one did not open the door. Say, seek and shall what? Knock and what shall happen? So you have not been knocking. If you put posters, I'm the best artist ever. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing with your age? You are busy praying, binding devils. Which devil? There's no devil looking for you. You are the one who's looking for the devil. Huh? Devil, I scatter you. Devil says, where am I? You are scattering me for what? Okay, let me come and scatter me like now. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Capacity. You must develop your capacity. Stop giving excuses. Okay, continue, sir. We find out.
Verse 29.
Mm.
For unto everyone that hath shall be given,
mm,
and he shall have abundance.
Mm.
But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath.
Did you hear that? Powerful. Eh? Continue.
Mm. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness.
Mm.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Mm.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne,
mm,
of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats.
Did you hear that? May God don't make you as a goat. Hallelujah. People who scatter churches, that those people lack visions. They just scatter us. They talk against the man of God, that they gossip us. Because they're idle. They're not busy. You know what I mean? They're a scatterer. But if you're busy developing a capacity, when will you think about such things? This church will only grow if I have serious people. I'm not telling you the truth. Reaching out the gospel is not hard. Am I saying the truth?
Yes, yes.
All of us are gifted. And the moment God gives you financial power, what happens? You can draw many to school. I love the truth. You can draw many to church. That's why God uses the simple things to create impact.
Capacity. So every man has been given vision. And the only challenge we have is that most people are not developing their what? Capacity to fulfill their vision. Am I saying the truth?
So ask your neighbor again, what do you think your capacity is so far?
Let us be honest here, okay? Because you're so busy, you're praying, bombarding heaven, Father, open doors. Father, create doors. God is saying, I've already have the door to heaven. You want me again to open doors? The door to heaven is open. Hallelujah. You want me to create doors? I've already created one. Which one do you want me to create? Stop blaming people. We are so busy. We are always listening to what the world is saying. Don't be busy. I always one thing, one rule for me. I don't care what people say in the world. That's one rule for me. I listen to what God says. Hallelujah. I talk to God. God, what do you want me to do? Most of us are doing things what people told us to do. Most of us are doing things what people have told us as an idea to do. That's why you're frustrated. Do what you know God called you to do. What God gave you capacity to what? To do. Something that you will not struggle with. You go do what you know. You're not good in marketing, but you're busy as a marketer. What are you marketing? You get home, hey, I didn't do any soul. Oh God, tomorrow send me souls. God is saying, who told you to be a marketer? Some of you are supposed just to be singers. Just sing and people will gather by your albums. But you are busy doing the wrong thing. How do you use an arm as a microphone? If purpose is not defined, abuse is inevitable. You will abuse everything. Define purpose, your purpose, or you will abuse yourself. You will frustrate yourself. What is your purpose for life? If you are supposed to be a man of God, you should be in the prayer chamber with me. Hallelujah. Mashuke tereba ragato seke teleba. Hallelujah. Praise the kingdom in. Hallelujah. Praise the kingdom what? What are you busy doing? Outside there. You should know what you are called for. Flows out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. You only say what is inside you. You cannot create something to be inside you. That's why some of us worked so hard to cram the Pythagoras theorem, but it never entered. Till now, it has never entered because it was not our own. Hallelujah. It was not. Hallelujah.
I told you last Sunday, some people still don't know what is vertical and which one is horizontal. But you see, the capacity is not there. Now you'll get mad with someone because they are doing the wrong thing. Because they don't have the capacity to do it. If everyone falls under their capacity, the world will be a better place. People will have peace. Progress will be normal. As a parent, you are not doing what your capacity is. When you get home, you fight with your children like demons. Hallelujah. People wonder, hey, my father is arrived. Whoa. Hallelujah. Because you are frustrated all day, your capacity was not there. Wrong career, doing the wrong thing. Capacity. Tell your neighbor capacity. God has given us skills in relation to our vision. Am I saying the truth? That's why someone who has one talent, while others have two. Am I saying the truth? Some have four, some have five. But it's not a competition. Are we clear? Or an envy competition. But to bring glory in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. And the reason some are still not manifesting is because they know their talents or skills, but they have never developed their capacity for it. Hallelujah. Ask a neighbor, tell me the truth. What do you think you are called for? Ask your neighbor, tell me. Just tell me the truth. Because unless you know what you are called to be, you'll be frustrated. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth? I knew ministry was in me before the call came. And I was serving God in my church with leadership. I was appointed as a younger age. And I was doing my best. I was still in school, but I never missed church. I used to come from school, go to church first before I go home. I sold out to Jesus. And I told God I want to be a businessman. Hallelujah. But the things of God. And I told God will make me rich and finance this thing. I will do this for the church. Hallelujah. But I didn't know God was living there. But the heart for God was there. As I pray for people early age. I think some people stop going to the pastor to look for me. Hey, Abraham, pray for us. Imagine still serving under someone. I saw the eyes of someone restored. I saw epilepsy go. I've seen healing. At my age, yet I was not in the pulpit. All of you, someone has been calling you, you shall be this, and the problem is that you have been pretending you will not be that. Yeah, because you are pursuing the wrong thing. Now you are silent, now you are thinking, eh? What were you called to be? You are frustrated in life because you don't know your capacity. If you know your capacity, you'll build it. Am I saying the truth? You see, capacity has no struggle. Hallelujah. If it's a container of carrying 1,000 liters, the day is over 1,000 liters, what will happen? It will be poor. No matter what you do, there's nothing will happen. Is it true? Will you see the container complaining, oh God, make me 5,000 liters? No. You are frustrated because you're doing the wrong thing. So you need to ask God, how do I develop my capacity? What is my capacity? What should I do? Hallelujah. And when you do it, God will continue increasing you day by day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one common mistake that is hindering the rise of giants in the kingdom of God is because the prince is working on the vision and the servant is defining the vision. Did you hear what I'm saying? Let me repeat that. One common mistake that is hindering the rise of giants in the kingdom of God is that the prince is working on the vision. He's working what? And the servant is defining the vision. So the servant is defining for you your vision, and you're working on the vision. And when the servant is defining for you the vision, he will define it differently from the scriptures. Am I saying the truth? Now, you are born in the king chamber. Then a servant comes and tells you, king sits like this. Since when did the servant become a king? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You only need a kingly mentality to behave like a king. Am I saying the truth? You need someone who has been a king for you to behave like a king. So we are copying the world. So the world are our servants. Hallelujah. The people in the kingdom of God are princes. Hallelujah. And prince. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Ecclesiastes 10 7. Hallelujah. So how does a prince walk on the earth on visions? It's because of conforming to the patterns of the world. Hallelujah. They are telling you, if you don't have this, you will never succeed. Ask me. You don't need these things.
You need God. Hallelujah. You need God. Some of us, if we are made businessmen when we are in Form 1, will be the billionaires in this world. I'm asking the truth. I don't know what we are doing there with chemistry. Hallelujah. Titration. We are titrating what? Ah, have you used titration right now? You finished school. Who is titrating? Are you titrating anything in your home? Am I saying the truth? I was telling him our education system should be more about the development of the child to their giftings and their skills rather than grades. Hallelujah. The system of grades is not working anywhere. We are. Why am I saying that? Because we have patterned ourselves. Now, a Christian who has a kingly mentality is using the servant's mentality to pattern his life. So he finishes school, he's still using the servant's what? Mentality. He's forgetting that there's a kingly mentality. Hallelujah. He's forgetting there's how kings behave. Kings identify themselves. That's why in a kingdom, not every prince will become a warrior in the battlefield. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Not every prince will become what?
Warrior.
Some of them will be the scribes. Some of them will be the authors. Some of them will be the thinkers. Hallelujah. So you need to know who God made you to be in advance for you to change level. So when you go and do your phenomenon, you know where you are going. Is it true? At the end of the day, you know how God has patterned you to be. Am I saying the truth? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your that you may prove what is good, acceptable, perfect will for. So you don't know what is good. You don't know what is acceptable. You don't know the will of God. Because why? You have been patterning yourself with the system of the world. So you need to pattern yourself with the system of God. The system of God is more about gifts and skills. Hallelujah. God will speak to you concerning what you are able to do. And that should be your most fundamental prayer. Father, show me what I'm supposed to do. Show me what is my career supposed to be. When you know what God has defined you to be, everyone will be defining you. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
You're praying wrong prayers. You're busy choosing careers. How you find a small child committing suicide because of what? They fail KCPE. What is that now? How do you kill yourself because of a marks out of 500? Yeah. Because you see, they were patterned to the system of this world. A prince walking on foot. You know what I'm about? All of us, that's what we had. So we think, for me to have a job, I will succeed. Who told you must have a job to succeed? I'm busy. When I graduate, I'm looking for a career. I'm looking for a job. How many CVs have you sent? Your parents are asking you. I've sent 10 CVs. I am believing God. Father, send me. I reply. God is looking at you and saying, if you could have started cooking the movie that you finished that graduation, before they reply you, you'll be a millionaire. But you're busy still saying, Father, open my eyes. Let me see. God is looking and saying, find your location. Everyone will locate you. Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm saying? Find what? And everyone will what? There's no distance in anything that is good. Am I saying the truth? There's no distance in anything that is what? There's only distance to where something is not good. There's no distance to anything that is good. If it's good, you will find it. Am I saying the truth? All of you woke up and come to church. You didn't say church is far in town. You say, I know what I hear there. Let me carry myself. There's no distance to anything that is good. And that is telling you. So make yourself good. Everyone will locate you. Everyone will find you. Amen?
Amen?
Why am I saying that? Because the wisdom of God is above all, okay?
Yes.
If you look at the book of James chapter 3, you read that on your personal time from verse 15 to 18. It talks about the five types of wisdom, okay? We have the sensual wisdom, earthly wisdom, diabolic wisdom, and came out. And then we have the heavenly what? Wisdom. And he said the wisdom of God is above all. So when you apply the wisdom of God in your life, you'll be above everyone. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, apply wisdom. So the one who hid never took time to build capacity and multiply his skill. Never took time. Every one of us has something. Don't say you have nothing. Hallelujah. And the woman at Zarephath, he said, I have the last meal to eat and I die. Is it true? And Elijah said, because God has ordained me to go here, you give me the last meal. Is it true? In the New Testament, the Bible says, why is only God who sent Elijah and to only that widow, the Zarephath? Because there was something specific. Is it true?
Yes.
God, that's why even you are here, something specific. Hallelujah.
to transform you, to change you, to become what you need to be. That's why you are here. There was something. Why did you not bring 20,000 people for today here? It was for you. And if you apply the word, there's no way you can be the same way. Apply. Don't sit on it. Hallelujah. Give yourself to wisdom and understanding.
Because of that, it made the master furious and punishment followed. Hallelujah. I pray God will not punish any of us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God will always take us accountable to what he has given us. Did you hear what I say? Well, if God ordained you to be something, it means you will come and collect a report. What ordained you to be? Did you become it? Am I saying the truth? Will you find that you have done your work? Ask your neighbor, will God find you have done fulfilled vision?
Or you will be a prayer point. Eh? Romans chapter 11 verse 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are without what? Repentance. And without what? So God will not repent on the gift he has given you. Romans 11, 29. Amen. Please note, as a ministry, God gives callings, then he chooses specific men to develop gifts. Did you understand what I'm talking about? God gives what? Callings. God is the one who calls people to ministry. What are you talking about? Then he chooses from the people who are called, who are the people to develop the gifts. Are we clear? That's why not everyone is able to start a church. I'm the one who's telling you. And everyone who has hacked a church from someone, they always end up after some years, they get frustrated. They leave it. So many are called, but few are chosen. Is it true? And if you sit under a genuine call, chosen man of God, your gift must be developed. Is it true? They were serving God. Gifts were developed under genuine call. And I came to realize there's no gift in this world that will stand out if it was not sat under a man of God.
Yes.
I came to realize that. And I saw Bezalel. Bezalel never became Bezalel until Moses was told about God with him. And when God called him, he had the gifting of wisdom. And you remember Ahithophel? And as a man of God, David, is it true? The day he left David, God turned his wisdom to foolishness. So there's no ministry can develop under. There's no gift. So don't tell me you are gifted. Oh yeah? I'll tell you I'm called. Hallelujah. Now, the man of God has the responsibility to develop the gifts. See, develop it. Hallelujah. Feed it. Let them become so big than you. Hallelujah. Then the gift of God will call many to church. Hallelujah. A government that does not develop gifts, the nation is poor. Am I saying the truth? The same way, the church that does not develop gifts or invest on gifts, the church will remain at the same place. And when I saw that one and I realized that as we go by, we will develop gifts, even for rugby, for football, for dancing. Hallelujah. But the secret is this. The power of the gift will need to be focused on God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So every genuine ministry must develop gifts. It was a challenge for me, but I asked myself, how many gifts have I developed here? Amen. That's what I've told you right on that form. Whatever you think you can do. Hallelujah. Develop your capacity. So I have the responsibility to develop your capacity. Develop it. And I believe the day you evaporate and you are everyone everywhere, I believe you will draw many to Christ in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I believe pride will not enter your heart in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But you shall be meek. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 22 verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. So when God chooses a man, he will make sure people under him to develop their gift. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, so capacity for vision is not only built by diligence. Tell your neighbor, it's not by diligence. It's not by study. It's not by might. It's not by power. Or any other power, every form you think. Most of us think capacity is built by study. You must be diligent. I've come to realize since my walk with the Holy Ghost, there's more than God does beyond your strength. There's what your strength is limited to do. How you see things, how you perceive things, it takes the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6. He said, then he answered unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but my Spirit, said the Lord of. So you can be strong, but you don't fulfill vision. You can be studious, but don't fulfill vision. How many people have studied about finance, but are yet poor?
They didn't have capacity to be rich. So you must sit under God. Hallelujah. For you to see victory this year, why don't you try God? Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, I'll give you this year. Let me see you. Hallelujah. Let me see you coming through for me. No matter what I go through, let me sit with you, Jesus. So how do we develop capacity? John chapter 16, verse 7. How do you develop capacity as we wind up? John 16, 7. The Bible says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I may go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So Jesus saying expedient. The word expedient means profitable, okay? It's profitable for Jesus to go away. Can you imagine about that? Jesus saying it's profitable for me to go. That if I don't go, I cannot send him to you. Why? And I came to realize, Jesus gave us access to the Father. Hallelujah. That's why we all have visions and manifest. But it's only through the Holy Spirit we get access to draw near his expectations and intentions. So you can never fulfill the intentions of God and the expectations of God without the Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm saying? So the first way to develop your capacity, you must have an intimate relationship with the Holy Ghost. Intimate what? So Jesus gave us access to the Father. When he died, the veil was broken. Is it true? And he manifests in us. Hallelujah. But through the Holy Spirit, we are able to meet the expectation of the Father and the intentions of the Father. So you may have vision, but for you to develop, fulfill that vision, you must have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 28. John 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am he, and that I can do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, so I speak these things. So Jesus said, I cannot do something for myself. And I was thinking about scripture, and I was just speaking that true, also true, that through the work of Jesus on the earth, it was more Holy Spirit guided. Hallelujah. It was more, as much Jesus had access to power and authority, you're talking about, he needed the guidance to meet the expectations and the intentions of the Father. And he said, I can do nothing of myself. I cannot. Tell your neighbor, you can do nothing of yourself. You may have, how many people have ideas? Hallelujah. But they never fulfill the ideas. Why? Because they lack the ministry of the Holy Spirit in their life. Jesus himself, who is the Word, said he cannot do anything by himself. How much more me? Hallelujah. He's the Word who's saying that. So the Word is saying it cannot be fulfilled without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So it shows that the Spirit of God, who is the chief communicator, was communicating the teachings. And as Jesus adhered, capacity was built. Hallelujah. As Jesus followed what he was taught by the Father through the Holy Spirit, he followed. Hallelujah. Capacity was built. So capacity to grow comes when you are being led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The proof of capacity to fast and pray for 40 days and nights in Jesus' ministry was by the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? The proof of capacity to fast and pray for 40 days and nights in Jesus' ministry was by the Holy Spirit. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Luke 4, 1. So if for you to pray and fast, you need capacity. What about to receive the answer? So for you to fulfill vision, you need the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor you need the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Are we there? And he says what? Are we there? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you're coming, say I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Come faster, come faster. Luke chapter 4. Are we in Luke chapter 4?
Yes.
Verse 1. Are we there? Let us read together. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yes.
So Jesus knew fasting and prayer is a prerequisite, but he needed to be led. You understand? Capacity can only come by the leading of the Holy Ghost. You may have knowledge of how to start a business. You may have knowledge of how to run a business. You may have knowledge of how to meet people, how to sell. But it takes the capacity of the Holy Ghost for you to see those things. Am I saying the truth? It takes what? So the only way to develop capacity is in two ways. Say number, in how many ways? To develop it. Number one, say through the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. How be it when the Spirit of truth shall come, he will guide you in all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall not glorify me. He shall receive of mine, and will show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. And therefore I said, and he shall take of mine, and will show it unto you. So the Holy Ghost is key for you to develop capacity. And the Holy Ghost will teach you, will show you, and will guide you. Hallelujah. He's the only one who can do it. Number two, say through the ministry of the man of God. So capacity also developed through the ministry of the man of God. Jeremiah chapter 30, chapter 3. Can you open there? Jeremiah chapter 3. Are we in Jeremiah chapter 3? The ministry of men of God. I've come to realize, as a man of God, you have responsibility towards how far your church will go, especially the men around you. You understand? Apart from filling them with the word of God, you need to take them further. Hallelujah. They should be spiritually sound, emotionally sound, financially sound, physically what?
Sound.
Yeah. Now, but you see, it's the responsibility of the man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To develop capacity. And in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, are you in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3?
Yes.
Verse 15.
Yes.
If you're there, say verse 15. I say amen if you're there.
Amen.
Read 1 to 3.
And I will give you persons according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
So the man of God is supposed to feed you with knowledge and what? Not to tell you, Shaitani talker, the Lord, see, listen to me. God already set you free. And remember, the Son says free is what?
Free.
So what is possessing you again? Unless you backslid. The Bible says very well, when you receive Christ, the house is clean. Is it true?
Yes.
So you are born again properly. So unless you backslide, that's when the devil comes back to you. But in case you backslide, you go back again to God. You are made clean again. Amen. As simple as that. So what am I binding from you? I'm supposed to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen.
Yes.
When I give you knowledge and understanding, you become outstanding. Amen.
Yes.
So those are the two ways to develop capacity. So how does capacity increase? Because all of us have a level of capacity. Is it true? So how do you increase capacity as I wind up? How do you increase what? Number one, say by guidance. You increase capacity by being guided. No man can be a man of himself. Are we clear? No man can be a what? I myself have mentors. I talked with my mentor on Thursday. I think for about 2 hours. We're talking, she's not here. Also the country. 2 hours. And I was asking questions to me this one and this one. He told me, I'll tell my husband to do this and this. You're talking about, why am I doing all these things? Because I cannot be a man of my own self. Ask your neighbor, who's your father and who's your mother? Who's your mentors you? Any person who doesn't have a head, he's headless. Did you hear what I'm saying? Any person who does not have a what? He's headless. Am I saying the truth? Did you understand what I'm saying? Any person does not have a head is what?
Headless.
Because how will you think?
No.
So who's your head? Who do you sit under? Who will rebuke you and shout at you and just say, I love you, sir. It's okay. I thank God for you. No man can be a man of himself. Even John the Baptist needed to prepare the way for Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's preparing a way for you? Or you're preparing your own way? And you go and preach your own gospel. My friend. You can't. I'm the one who's telling you. It doesn't say in the book of Psalms, chapter 127, children. Blessed are you that has children in his quiver. Hallelujah. Because they shall stop the enemies at the gate.
Because when you prepare the way for them, they are able to do more than you do. I said, Book of Psalms 119, that has made me wiser than my teachers, because thy law is my meditation day. And so there's someone who's teaching you that make you better than them. Am I saying the truth? So anyone who does not have a head is what?
Headless.
Headless. Ask your neighbor, are you headless or you have a head? If you're headless, I pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. You must have someone you sit under. Number one, you need to be God. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11. And Acts chapter 8 verse 31. You read that on your own time. Isaiah 58 verse 11 says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thy fat thy bones, and thou shalt be watered garden, and shall spring of water, whose water shall not fail. Because God will guide you what? Continually. The next verse says, you shall build always places. Hallelujah. The only way you can build things is by being guided. Being what? Guided. Acts chapter 8 verse 31. And he said, the Ethiopian eunuch said, and he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? Except some what? This man was reading the scriptures but did not understand until Philip appeared. You may be reading something but never understand it unless you are guided. That says you may be meek and lowly in heart. And the Bible says the Lord shall guide the meek. Hallelujah. And he shall teach the ways the meek. So God cannot teach anyone who's not meek. God cannot guide anyone who's not meek. So you, for you to increase capacity, you must be guided. You must be what? Number two, you must be taught. Tell your neighbor, taught.
Taught.
Ask your neighbor, who's your teacher? Psalm 71, verse 17 to 18. Isaiah 54, verse 13. You read that by your own time. Psalm 71, verse 17 to 18. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have seen thy strength unto my generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Isaiah 54, verse 13 says, and thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Hallelujah. And thy children shall be done what? Taught. And great shall be the peace of thy children. So you only lack peace when you are not taught. You don't have peace. The finances no one is teaching you. You're always planning, nothing to show. Always plan, nothing to show. You can't have faith unless you are taught faith. Unless you have been taught, you have seen faith for real, you will never believe faith works. You must be taught. Who is your teacher? That's why some of us are not changing capacity. We think, God has gifted me. That's how the devil missed it. The devil had the capacity to be and he was the best singer. Is it true? But the moment he was not able to be taught, he got pride. He thought he could overthrow God. That's how he was thrown away. Never reach a point you can think you can be better than your teacher. Did you hear what I'm saying? That's why I say, and I talk to you, I can't tell you everything. I'll tell you some things. It's a law of principle of leadership. Never say everything. Always leave suspense. So the ones who are proud, leave them to be proud to their own destruction. The one who can continue sitting, that is a matter, one thing is needful, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Did you get what I'm saying? Be humble when you are learning. Be what? So be a wise student. Say, be a wise student. So you must be taught to build capacity. Hallelujah. Number three, you must be shown how to build capacity. Tell your neighbor, shown how. Most of us are not shown how. You think I just by reading books? Oh, you can read and be empty. It's like going to a motivation center. You're motivated. You go home demotivated. Because by the time you're going back home, someone poured water on your suit. You got demotivated. Hallelujah. So you're motivated. I can do all things. Then someone just pours water on you. Wah! What happens to your motivation? It evaporates. Motivation does not lead you anywhere. Spirituality is what leads you somewhere. Hallelujah. You must be shown. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you what? Great things. Hallelujah. God will show you great things. Hallelujah. Job chapter 33 verse 23 to 24. If there be a messenger, the place of a man of God again. Are you seeing that? If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter,
one among a thousand, to show unto a man his uprightness, to show you. What will happen? Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going to the pit. I have found a ransom. When you have a messenger around your life, there's no you can go down. Wisdom. You must be shown things. That's how you build capacity. Eh? If you don't have a biological father, get a spiritual father. Hallelujah. And even if you have a biological father, get a spiritual what? I'm not telling you. That's why let's just say, my father, the chariots of Israel. Hallelujah. Because there's something he saw. Capacity. And the Bible says, Elisha did double of Elijah. Who is showing you things? Or you're watching a movie. You will never act a movie this way. I'm telling you the truth. Hey, hey. Be shown capacity to love, capacity to endure, capacity to continue, capacity to stay strong. Hallelujah. And if someone shows you to stay strong, you'll always be a weakling. Ah, now you are keeping quiet. Number four, by knowledge. Say by knowledge.
By knowledge.
Someone must teach you, someone must give you knowledge. Say knowledge.
Knowledge.
You can only increase capacity by knowledge. That's why we have books there. Jeremiah 11, 18, and the Lord has given me knowledge of it. I know it. And then thou showest me the doing of things. Someone must show you knowledge. Even Jesus sat down to get knowledge, and he was the Messiah. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. When his mothers were looking for where is Jesus, Jesus was left behind, sitting under teachers, doctors, is it true? Asking questions. Knowledge. You must get knowledge to build capacity. You must get what?
Knowledge.
And knowledge is sitting by someone. Knowledge is not getting a book. What you get in a book is information. There's a difference between information and knowledge. Do you know that? Information formats you. It can change your thinking. Knowledge makes you have to know how to do something. So information cannot care, does not make you to know something. How many people went in school to learn balance sheet, but they cannot balance their life? So they are told debit and credit. Is it true?
Yeah.
How can they debit and credit their life? Am I saying the truth? The things I know, I'm telling the truth. I sat under someone. And I still do it till now. You, when do you call your mentors? I call my mentor. I send, you know, packages, you know, gifts. Gifts make men say things, a lot of things. I don't know about. I sent Sansima, have this. When she was around here as the husband, we get knowledge. Amen. And lastly, get understanding. By understanding, say by understanding. By what? Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 to 22. You can read that one. And Daniel was given understanding by God. Hallelujah. And Bezalel understood that he had the spirit of wisdom through Moses. He never knew he had it until Moses told him. And if you check Exodus chapter 31, Moses was in the mountain praying. And God told him, Bezalel was never there. So when a man of God prays something in you, don't say, I knew it. You never knew anything. You were just being introduced to it. Are you seeing what is happening now? That's how you develop capacity, and that's how you reach the world. She was taught. She was not taught anything different there. It was identified to them that she has understanding who she was. So all of you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But you need these things I've taught you right now. Five things. Number one, what do you need to increase capacity? Number one? Number two? Number three? Four? Number five? Be on your face, Lord, give me grace to follow up on this verse in the name of Jesus Christ.